CJ, I don't know what to write about. Where does my content come from? That is an excellent, excellent question. And of course, I have an answer for you. I was thinking about this. I was talking about this with a couple people these last few weeks. All right, so in conjunction with today's topic, I also want to reference this particular episode. So let's start here. I'm calling this Once Upon a Time on Ask a Web Geek because it wasn't necessarily our most recent show. I'm referring back to episode 13, which was called Lost in the SEO Jungle. And I was talking to someone who said, man, she just felt like there's so much to do. She just feels lost. She doesn't know what to do to compete with all the other websites and what she needs to do. And so we started talking about a strategy that you could use, a system that you could use, where I don't want you to feel like there's 100 things that you have to do. Oh my gosh, I've got to write blog articles, and I've got to write emails, and I've got to do social media, and CJ, I don't have time to do any of these things. So I outline in this episode exactly how you can take a couple hours out of your day and you can plan all of these things. You can create 4 blog posts, 4 email blasts, and 8 social media posts. Do it all at once, program it all at once, and you've got your entire month's work set out aside. It's going to work for you. Your website is going to work for you when you put in this time to plan it out and get it going. So that's something really exciting, but that's going to lead right into today's question. Because the question I then get asked is, CJ, I don't know what to write about. Where does my content come from? That is an excellent, excellent question. And of course, I have an answer for you. I was thinking about this. I was talking about this with a couple people these last few weeks, and this is what came out of that conversation. Pay attention. That's all you have to do. Pay attention. No, I don't mean to me. I mean to yourself. Pay attention to yourself, because what I bet is you're already saying things that are going to be excellent content for your website, your social media, your blog posts, your emails, etc., etc. So be on the lookout. Be open to hear what you are saying. What are you saying over the phone, by text, by email? What are people already asking you about? And what I bet is that if you're just open to kind of receive or hear what you're already saying, you're going to discover you're full of content. You're full of it. I already knew that, and you knew that too, but you're full of content for your own website. It comes out of you. It comes out of you every time someone asks you a question about your work. How do you do this? What's the next step? How do we get started? How do I do this? What's the difference between 1, 2, and 3? People are asking you those questions about your business every day, every week. When you realize that that's what's happening, when you hear CJ in your mind saying to you, aha, that was it. Well, just be open for it, because this week someone's going to ask you a question and you're going to remember what I'm saying to you in this moment, and you're going to think, aha, this is what CJ was talking about. This would make an excellent blog post, video, social media, whatever, whatever, whatever. And the truth is, if you can do one of those things, you can do all of those things. If you can create one video, if you can go live on Facebook for 5 minutes and talk about anything, one thing, that's it. That becomes a blog post. That becomes social media posts. That becomes a lot of stuff. I don't want to give you more work to do. I want you to look at what you're already doing and create and build out of that. So here's my encouragement for you this week. Be on the lookout. What are you already saying? And over the next week, I want you to open your ears, open your mind, really. But what I mean is open your ears. I want you to listen to yourself. I want you to be on the lookout. And I want you to have that pad of paper near you, or a notepad, or your phone with some sort of text something, notepad something. Have something near you that as you go through your week this week, you can jot down when this triggers for you. When someone asks that question, or you start to answer a question they didn't even know how to ask, I want CJ's face to show up in your brain. Just picture CJ in your brain, right? That very moment. That's it. Make your just picture CJ saying, "That's it. That was it." Write it down. Write down a couple words that will remind you that this is the thing that you need to look at today. Look at this week. That's going to be your content. That's going to be your blog post. That's going to be your Facebook Live. That's it. That's your content. It's you. It's what you're already saying. It's what you're already telling people. And all you have to do is be on the lookout. Take a couple notes this week about what you're saying. Keep and star some of those emails that you're sending, some of those text messages that you're sending. I'll bet you could even go back over the last week and see what you've already been answering and start pulling stuff out for your different pieces of content. So that's your mission this week. Be on the lookout for those things, and then let me know how that works for you. Let me know what you found. And then you can go back and review episode 13. Once you've got a couple topics down, well, then you're ready to use those topics to create all those other pieces that we were looking for. And you can go to askawebgeek.com. Just go to the show notes. Look at the show notes for the episode that you're looking at right now, and you'll find an easy link to get right back here to this episode 13, Lost in the SEO Jungle. After you're done with figuring out where your content is coming from, this is the episode for you to go to put that into practice, to build out all those pieces. And then come back and then tell me what other questions you have. What other questions do you have that I can help you, either with your blog or with your social media or any of those pieces or something else that's happened to you this week? I'm here to help you. My name is CJ, and I'm here to help you through this web jungle. Let me be your guide as I lead you through and get you where you want to go. It's too easy. It's too easy to get lost, and I'm here to help. So come on back anytime. Pop those questions in our Facebook group. Send me an email, cj@askawebgeek.com. Tweet me. There's so many ways to contact me. However it works best for you, contact me. Leave me a message. I want to make sure your questions get answered. All the links and details are at askawebgeek.com. That's where you can find all of the previous episodes, all of the notes, all of the links, and all of the resources. My name is CJ Gilbert, and I'm the web geek, and I'm here to help you through this internet jungle. You know, at Gilbert Studios and Ask a Web Geek, we understand the internet is a jungle. It's too easy to get lost, fall into a hidden trap, make your way down a path that doesn't lead you to where you wanted to go, and you just feel lost, and you feel stuck in the jungle. Don't let that happen to you. Join up with a tribe of people. Hire a well-trained guide that can lead you through that jungle and get you exactly where you want to go. Make it a wonderful week. I'm wishing you a happy Wednesday, a happy website Wednesday. Make it a wonderful week, and we'll see you next week in the web jungle. God bless. I'm a little rusty. It's been a couple weeks, but you know what? I think we did it anyway. Okay, I think I'm good there. Okay. Okay? Okay. Okay? Okay. All right, here we go. Let's do this. Okay, that's absolutely silly, CJ. Why are you doing this nonsense? Who knows? Who knows why he does these things? He does these things for your amusement. I want CJ's face to show up in your brain. Just picture CJ in your brain, right? That very moment. That's it. Make your just picture CJ saying, "That's it. That was it." Write it down. Write down a couple words. Invite a friend into our Facebook group. Subscribe on YouTube, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. Let me know how I can help you this week in the web jungle. It's CJ Gilbert reminding you the internet is a jungle. Roar! And all you have to do is take one step at a time, one bite at a time. Have a good one. Bye for now.